Hello, my name is Zoe, and I will be your tour guide. First, you go book a plane flight or drive. It's up to you. This trip is going to cost $140 for food and about $170 for hotels and gas, and about $20 for entry fee. Next, you'll need to go to Grainswood Plantation. Stay there for about 3 hours touring the place. Be sure to come after 10 a.m. It's only open then. Grainswood Plantation used to be owned by Nathan Bryan, but then it was purchased by Whitefield, who was very rich and owned a lot of slaves. As you know, Whitefield owned a lot of slaves. That means some slaves tried to escape from the plantation, and the ones who successfully made it out of the plantation grounds were on the route to freedom, but the ones who were captured were punished by whipping and harder jobs, and probably worse, I assume. This is where our tour starts. We begin at the plantation located in Alabama. The plantation is close to Birmingham, but now it's located in 805 South Cedar Ave, Demopolis, Alabama, 36732. Why Whitefield owned so many slaves is because he was very rich, and by the research I've done, I think he had slaves picking cotton from his cotton trees. The year Whitefield bought the farm was the year of 1842. At 1:30, you will take a break to eat and go to your hotel. When you're at your hotel, stay the night and then go to Grainswood for about one more hour. Then you go to a Burkle estate and follow these directions. You take E. Morgan Street to South Cedar Ave, follow US 80 West to AL 28 West in Livingston. Continue on AL 28 West, take AL 17 North to US 45 in Scuba. Continue on US 45 to your destination in Memphis. Follow AW Wills Ave to North 2nd Street. You have just arrived at Burkle Estate. Now it's time to get a tour and look around. The person who owns Burkle Estate is Helen Shorty of Wheatley, Arkansas. An important fact is this place was a slave haven. It was a place where slaves running away from slave owners could stop, get rest, get clothes and food, and most importantly, someone to hide them from the slave catchers. Burkle Estate is located in 2nd Street, Memphis, Tennessee, 38107. I think the owner of Burkle Estate knew that slavery was not fair and not right. I think the slaves knew that that was a safe house for slaves because slaves that escaped or were going to escape whispered about it. This house was built in the year of 1849. You will leave Burkle Estate at 1 o'clock to go get lunch. After you had lunch, you can go to a hotel or continue with your journey. If you continue, get on North 2nd Street, Marble Ave, and Firestone Ave. Follow I-40, I-65 North, and I-71 North to your destination in Cincinnati. Take exit 3 from I-71 North. Continue on Dr. Martin Luther King Drive to Gilbert Ave. Continue until you get to Harriet Beecher Stowe's house. You have just arrived at Harriet Beecher Stowe's house, and now you stay and tour from 2 to 5. Harriet was an abolitionist who was an author. An important fact about this place is it was a slave haven. It was a place where slaves could get away from their slave owners, stop, get some rest, clothes, and food, and someone to hide them from slave catchers. This is our third stop on the Underground Railroad. The house is located 2951 Gilbert Ave, Cincinnati, Kentucky, a state where they had slavery. I think Harriet Beecher Stowe knew that slavery was not fair and not right. I think the slaves knew that the house was safe for them because other slaves told them. This all happened in the years of 1821 to 1896. Now it's time to get dinner. After you find a hotel to sleep in, after you're all rested, you wake up at 7 a.m. and hit the road to the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center by following these directions. First, you get on I-71 South, continue on I-71 South to E-3rd Street. Exit from I-71 South. Continue on E-3rd Street. Drive to 2nd Street West. Continue until you see a big building with a sign that says National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. After you arrived, you can tour the Freedom Center until 11 o'clock. Some fun facts are Diane Brown is the president of the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. The Freedom Center has all sorts of educational artifacts. The center was built to educate people about slavery and what it was like to be a slave living at that time. This is our fourth stop in the journey to freedom. We're stopping at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. It is located in 50E Freedom Way, Cincinnati, Ohio. 45202. I think people made this monument of slavery because they wanted to educate people on slavery and get people to help because slavery is still going on and because it's cool to see all the things that happened back then. The Freedom Center was founded in the year of 1994. At 11 o'clock, you'll go get lunch, and then you can get on the road again. You take West 3rd Street to Central Ave, Ohio, Scenic Byway. Take I-74 and US 52 West to Main Street in Brookville. Follow State Right 101 North to US 27 North South Main Street in Liberty. Continue on US 27 North South Main Street until arrival. After you arrive, look around for about 2 hours. Levi and Catherine Coffin were abolitionists. They hid slaves in their house. They were against slavery, and by hiding slaves, they put their own lives in danger. This is a place where it would never be boring. If you are Levi, you would always be helping slaves. An important part about Levi's life is what I'm going to tell you about. He was the president of the Underground Railroad. He was also married to a woman named Catherine White. This is our sixth site at the location of the Slave Haven for Slaves, also known as Levi Coffin's house, at Fountain City, Indiana. I think Levi Coffin knew that slavery was not fair and not right. I think slaves knew that that house was safe because other slaves told them. Also, I think he was raised in a way to know that slavery was not right. This all happened between the years of 1830 and 1877. After you have looked around for about 2 hours, then you go get some dinner. Then you go to your hotel. In the morning, you get on the road to go to the last stop. First, you get on I-75 North in Miami County from Boundary Road and US 36E. Follow I-75 North to M10 South in Detroit. Take exit 49 from I-75 North. Continue on M10 South. Take Detroit-Windsor Tunnel to University Ave. This is a church. This is the British Methodist Episcopal Church, Salem Capital Chapel. This is our last stop. We're in Canada. This is the British Methodist Episcopal Church in Salem Chapel. It was owned by former slaves and Canadians. It was built to help slaves that just arrived. This site was important because it was a part of slaves' new life. This site is a church that helps slaves get back on their feet. It helps them relax and not worry as much. This site is our last stop on the Underground Railroad. It's in Canada. This church is located in Street Catharines, Ontario, in Canada. I think this church was made to calm slaves and convince them that they are okay and do not need to worry because the people attending the church are going to help the former slaves get back on their feet and continue their new life. This church was made in the year of 1855. Sources for this presentation are Wikipedia.